Welcome to The Dollop. I'm Dave Anthony. I should say that more so you can hear it. I'm Dave Anthony. Slow it down. Why you gotta rush? Why you gotta push it in so fast? Let's make love. This is number four. I don't know how it's going. I don't watch. This I just put out and I never see it. I hope you guys are liking it. I don't fucking care. How's that? How's that, audience? Currently in Jacksonville, Florida, which is a town built in a horrible place. And from what I can tell, mostly comprised of people I don't want to know. Yeah? If you're from Jacksonville, I'd like to start out by apologizing. I've insulted you. You know, I saw some baby ducks today at a pond. So you got that going for you. Now, the pond was behind a Steak and Shake fast food restaurant fenced off between a Home Depot. And so, not that great. Not that fucking great. Now, I wanted to talk today. The topic I would like to cover is hot dog eating contest. Because you guys, fucking happened again. 4th of July, just America's crowning achievement. People putting food into their faces in a short amount of time. It's just great. It's just wonderful to see people taking chances, taking risks, pushing the limits of the human experience. And we're fucking horrible. We're horrible humans. So I went and researched because, you know, I've never really paid attention because I'm not a fucking disgusting pig. So I tend not to, like, want to watch a hot dog eating contest. Like, if someone was like, hey, do you want to go down and watch the hot dog eating contest? I'd be like, oh, no, I'm actually just going to stare at a wall and cry instead. Like, that's sort of how I feel about those. So I looked them up because it's a fucking thing. There's guys making a living. There's guys who are right now saying goodbye to their wife and his two kids. He's looking at his wife and he's saying, I'll be gone for 4 days, honey. But when I come back, I'm going to have $3,000. Because I put 38 wontons into my face over a 6-minute period. Because I care about my family. Why do you think I did it? So I checked it out. So now there's rules. There's an organization, Major League Eating. There's an office with guys in it who sit around and go, should we do a pizza this year? Or do you want to change it up and do hot wings? How do you want to, you know what? Does Buffalo have one? Do they have a hot dog eating contest? What about Iowa? Do they put whole pigs in them? Is there a thing where people are putting a lot of corn into them? Let's make one of those. So there's offices where guys are doing that, coming up with the big decisions. And there's the big kahuna, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. They have rules. They all have rules. They're like 10 minutes long, usually 10 minutes. And the guy who puts the most of something in his mouth, then he wins, like God intended. The reason I think that they are not longer than 10 minutes is because people would die. Their stomachs would rupture. Right? I should add that I'm not a doctor. That's more of a personal hope than a possible medical outcome. It turns out the stomach is incredibly elastic. And I think that's something you would see if you just came and visited America, where we are as a nation daily testing the boundaries of stomach widening and
pushing the limits of the stomach.
It's called supersizing.
We do it all the time. There have been a few deaths from competitive eating. It's not a fucking joke. Some people have had strokes, which is God's way of saying, don't stop it. Seriously, I mean, what are you fucking kidding me? I gave you life, and this is, I mean, I made you. This isn't. I mean, what the fuck are you doing? It's also the body's, a stroke is the body's way of saying, you know, stop, please, don't, please. Please don't do this. I'm not made for this. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not sure, and I'm also not a theologian, so I can't be certain about any of those things. The only, I will say, the only heroic competitive eating that has ever taken place was in Cool Hand Luke, which was hard-boiled eggs, and that was one of the greatest things that's ever happened to mankind. But it was scripted. It's not fucking real. We don't need to take that off into the world. Every other time it's been done, it's been wrong, except for Cool Hand Luke. Now, I looked it up because I want to know why people do this, because I think it's fucking insane. There's a psychologist from Lebanon Valley College, one of the great psychological institutes of America, founded, I assume, by Freud himself, who went to Lebanon Valley and went, this is it. This is where people should be knowing about the brain and how people work. This is the fucking spot. Let's put down a tent and we'll start talking to people about how they feel. So Professor Lou Manza said, and I quote, competitive eaters are looking for things to make life interesting. At a certain level, we're all looking for things to break up the monotony. We're striving for something that gives life meaning, something beyond the ordinary. The older you get, you start looking for something else. Now, for me, I'm 45 and I've decided to read more. Other people sat down and said, how much food can I cram into my sad hole for 10 minutes? I picked up The Sound of the Fury by Faulkner. It's just, it's apples and oranges. It's just different ways of looking at life. So take a risk, man. I don't think there's a man or woman listening who has experienced the joy of cramming 60 hot dogs into their head cavern in under 10 minutes. I don't think there's anyone out there who has the fucking balls. This is why we were made, to push the limits. My God, man, you have a breach in your face. Put a bunch of shit in it fast. I said take it further. I say motor oil, right? What about sticks? Start putting sticks in there. How about bricks? Make it a real challenge. How many bricks can you eat in 10 minutes? I also think, just as a society, we should take a moment to congratulate ourselves for allowing people to make a living as overeaters. I mean, how fucking great are we? We finally arrived. This is the point where if an alien race is watching us, that they should come down and come out of their spaceship and say, hey, nice job, everybody. We didn't think you guys were going to evolve into a species that was worth making contact with. But now we're inviting you into our intergalactic society. You get warp drive. The time is now. It's happened. We saw that guy put 68 donuts into his whole thing. We call it our fire maker because we're aliens, but you guys use it for sustenance. We saw that and we were like, you guys are in. Welcome. Here's the uniform. I don't know why. Hot dogs. Hot dogs to me. Let me tell you something. I filmed a commercial for a hot dog. I keep wanting to say John Deere, but they make tractors. So if the John Deere people had me eat 60 hot dogs in a day to advertise their tractors, well, then fuck them. Fuck you, John Deere. That never happened. I gotta stop this and look up the name of the company. Farmer John Hot Dogs. If you Google Farmer John Hot Dogs, guy on the couch, fat guy on the couch, a Jezebel article will come up about how I am the stereotypical piece of shit in America because of that commercial. It's pretty great. It's pretty fucking great. It's called an achievement. But I had to put, I would say, I believe the count was like 65. I had to put 65 hot dogs in my mouth. Now, I didn't eat them all because that's horrifying. I would spit them out most of the time. I would say I probably ate like 10, but I would over the day. But I spit them out. And at the end of the day, I felt like I had taken a chemical bath in genocide. Like, there was my, for days, I wanted to die because I felt wrong. Because hot dogs are horrible. They're the worst. So the fact that there is a contest devoted to hot is fucking insane. The hot dog is repugnant. They could not have chosen a more horrifying food. There's nothing real about it. We've taken extra meat and put it into tubes. Spare meat, meat that's laying around and gone, we shouldn't just throw that down the drain, right? Let's put it into a thing that people will be like, oh, that's fun. That's fun. And let's put it in the shape, the perfect shape of what would choke a child to death. Can we do that? Can we take extra meat that's laying around after we make our good meat? Can we take that and just put it into a tube and shape it so it will kill children? Is that possible? Can we do that? We can. Oh, fucking great. Now let's have someone eat 70 of them in 5 minutes. A definition in hot dogs is a byproduct. Are you enjoying your byproduct? Or as I like to call it, almost meat? Are you liking your almost meat? So, the hot dog eating contest, where you win a prize, you get a trophy, you get money, and cancer, the trifecta. I do think it's important to have a contest devoted to one of the seven deadly sins. Because we're humans. We need to push the limits. Expand the boundaries of what man thinks is possible. It's watching a hot dog eating contest is like watching live evolution. It's pretty great. There's no vomiting. That's a rule. That's it. If you've created an event, any event, and you put the words vomiting and disqualified in the same sentence, you have created something wrong. I mean, if you just use the word vomit in your rules, you've done something horrible. Vomit should never be in the rules of anything. Vomit should be under warnings, side effects, oh no's. Vomit's the way for your body to tell you, I'd rather not be doing this, or this is bad. Overeating is telling vomiting to go fuck itself. It also separates the bulimics
into an amateur category or into a category of people with a serious, possibly life-threatening mental health illness being mocked by idiots cramming meat into their half-wit caves. All right. The winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest receives $10,000 for being horrible. There are famous eaters. There is controversy. Yeah, I went and looked it up. I read all about it. It's not as smooth and clean as you'd think. You'd think that there wouldn't be corruption. You'd think that an event where a bunch of people just sit down and start putting food in their face wouldn't have corruption. But for every union, there's a Hoffa, a Jimmy Hoffa. For years, the crowning champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest was a Japanese gentleman named Takaru Kobayashi. Do you remember before America bombed Japan with nuclear weapons, how they weren't that fucking crazy? I mean, sure, they tried to take over the world, blah, blah, blah. But they weren't into shit like overeating, crazy porn. They didn't have pixelated genitals. None of that. That all came post-World War II. So now they're creating competitive eaters. However, Kobayashi is no longer allowed to compete because it's crooked. The fucking event is bullshit. What happened to Takaru, if that's how you say his name? I don't fucking know. What happened to him? He last competed in 2009. He's not competed since because he will not sign an exclusive contract with Major League Eating. Now, there's a couple of things wrong with that sentence. Number one being that there is an organization called Major League Eating. Somebody gas us as a nation. Put us down. Wipe us out. If God returns, he's going to return and not say a word, and he's going to point his big God finger down to the office, to the door, which I assume is on a building in Mississippi, and it's an office park, suite 213, and on the front it says Major League Eating, and God's going to point at that, and then he's going to shake his head. And we're going to say, no, wait. And then poof, that's it. We're done. No mas. Wipe off. So Kobayashi cannot compete anymore. That's it. There's no fucking justice in overeating. Sorry, competitive eating. Overeating, there's a lot of justice. We're getting supersized. We're getting extra French fries. There's a lot of justice. But not in competitive eating. Support the Oscar Mayer one, you guys. Support the Oscar Mayer one. Kobayashi. No justice, no peace. What's become of our hero? Is he sitting sadly at home, eating alone while watching Nathan's hot dog eating contest, cramming 72 hot dogs into his Japanese head vent? While tears stream down his little face. He's like a man without a country. Just out there alone. If you consider gluttony to be a country. He did show up in the year of the great controversy in 2010 to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th. The crowd started chanting, "Let him eat." Because they want justice. They knew it was a sham at that point. A fucking sham. He went up on stage after
The contest was over. He was dragged off and arrested
by the fucking man.
By the heroes who gave their lives during 9/11. Who are now arresting hot dog eaters.
Nathan's Hot Dogs then removed Tuckaroo's name from their wall of fame in their hot dog store, shop, restaurant, place.
Wall of Fame, interesting name for people who cram food into their skull gash for 10 minutes. Maybe Wall of Monsters, maybe picture of barbarians. What about over here on this wall is wrong? These people are all famous for being wrong.
So the current champion is Jody Chestnut. He's a grown man named Joey. Strike one. Bad move. No respect. Joey's what I call a shadow champion. Until Takaru's back, you've accomplished nothing, Joey. You are fucking weak. Nothing. But Joey Hurt's the current belt, or the golden hot dog, or the vest of idiots, or whatever thing they get. The sad necklace. Now, this is my favorite thing about Joey. I'm not going to give Joey too much time because Joey is not Takaru, is he? He's a fucking joke. But he says, and I quote, overeating, competitive eating, I'm sorry. What a slip. What an odd slip that I keep wanting to be calling it overeating. What a strange, what an odd thing. He says it's more than just about eating. Right? Because he needs to convince himself that the heinous act he commits to make a living is okay. Quote, I will not stop until I reach 70. This sport isn't about eating. It's about drive and dedication. And at the end of the day, hot dog eating challenges both my body and mind. Now, so would holding people's head underwater until they perished, right? Isn't that, I mean, just because something challenges the body and mind does not make it an endeavor worthy of your time. There's a lot of things that require dedication and are difficult. For instance, spending your life trying to shit into a quarter-sized hole would be something to behold, would it not? Would it not take focus and dedication? Would it maybe not take a lifetime of challenging yourself? And at the end, when you did it, you would have accomplished it. It would have taken dedication and drive. But at the end of the day, you are still a waste of skin, bones, hair, and organs. But good luck reaching 70, Bo. Good luck with the big 7-0. Good luck, Joey. We're all rooting for you. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. I'll admit it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being too judgmental on the fucking pigs. Maybe this is something great. You know, each contestant approaches it a different way. He comes at it dipping buns or biting or not biting. Maybe it's not just a contest. Maybe it's like mouth chess. Maybe it's the ultimate game of skill. I mean, they have a plan. There's a strategy. They train. They race the clock. They pace themselves. And they watch as their giant pan of hot dogs shrinks while they race to victory. Only one can be crowned a year. Only one can be the hot dog champion eater of Coney Island. Only one can be the ultimate example of everything that's wrong with mankind. Only one can be the world's biggest piece of shit. A waste of humanity.
morally bereft. And $10,000 richer, suck my dick. Takaroo, sign the fucking contract.
Here's the rules. The rules are fucking great. Competitors stand on a raised platform behind a long table with drinks and Nathan's famous hot dog buns. Hot dogs in buns, sorry. Most contestants have water on hand, but other kinds of drink can and have been used. For instance, I would have cyanide. Just a sweet glass of cyanide, and I'd chug that down, and I'd say goodbye. I have no point in being here. Condiments are allowed, but usually not used. I mean, you'd have to be a fucking idiot to be like, can I get mustard and relish on that? The hot dogs are allowed to cool slightly after grilling to prevent possible mouth burns. Here's the thing. We don't want any injuries. We don't want any injuries while we're putting 70 hot dogs into our tummies. The contestant that consumes and keeps down the most hot dogs and buns, called HDPs, HDP is hot dog poison, which is the real term. The length of the contest has changed over the years, previously 12 minutes, and in some years only 3.5 minutes. 3.5, also known as the Dark Ages. You call this a fucking challenge? You know what I call 3.5 minutes? The state fair. That's what I call that. Jesus Christ. That's just me fucking walking around at lunch. Here's the thing about hot dieting contests. We're humans, right? I mean, we're people. Because while humans are starving to death in inhospitable environments, or because someone is war has ravaged their society, or because they can't afford to buy food and they waste away, losing pound after pound, their little bellies swelling from the gases expanding their stomachs from the lack of food. We, on ESPN, watch and cheer contestants as they cram food into their mouths. Here's an idea, though. I think I have it all worked out. I think I figured out how the hot dog eating contest can be fucking awesome. Hold them live in Sudan in front of an all-Sudanese audience. So you got a large audience who've been brought in from remote villages where starvation is rampant due to the endless war and lack of food. Or maybe from a refugee camp, right? I don't know. Are they starving there? I don't know. I should have looked it up, right? But I went to look it up, and then I saw a video of a cat jumping into an empty 12-pack box. And, well, that's as far as my knowledge on starvation in the Sudan goes. Because, oh my God, Meru does the craziest shit with boxes. Holy fuck. So if you ask me about starvation in the African desert, I say cats are funny. All right, so Nathan's goes to Sudan. The stage set. All right, all the contestants line up. Hot dogs awaiting. And then the contest begins. And Joey Chestnut is cramming hot dog after hot dog into his victory hole. But as he does so, he looks out and he sees the starving Sudanese people with their eyes looking greatly enlarged, but that's only because, due to a lack of food, their skin around their face has shrunk, making their eyes protrude. Many of them would be weeping, except they lack the proper amount of liquids to do so. But the look of horror is definitely readable on their faces, because malnutrition cannot take away the look of terror. And for the first time in his life, Joey would realize maybe
maybe being a gluttonous pig is not the way to live a life. Maybe we were put here to do something else. And over that 10-minute period, as Joey continues to cram,
because look, he can have a realization, but he's not going to fucking quit. Joey's not a fucking quitter. Is Joey the reigning champion of Nathan's hot dog eating contest because he has a thought and quits? No. He'll fucking go right through it. He'll burn through. He'll get through the pain, whether it's psychological or physical. But he changes as a man. And he wins Nathan's first Sudanese hot dog eating contest. But he feels weird. He feels off. Not physically, not because he's got 70 hot dogs inside him and he's about to die, but because something has changed. And then the ESPN, what do you call him? Commentator? Call guy? The person who went into sports journalism and is such a failure that they're covering a hot dog eating contest, that person walks up and says, "Hey, Joey, you won. How do you feel?" And Joey would say, "I feel like I took a shit on my soul." And the reporter, not being able to take anything in, because if the reporter or journalist or commentator is at the point where they're covering a hot dog eating contest, they've died inside. There's nothing left. They're just a husk. That reporter would say, "Do you have anything you want to tell the people watching at home?" And Joey would say, as a tear rolled down his face, "I just hope they had fun. I just hope they had fun." And then he would walk into the crowd of Sudanese, and they would open up a path, and he would stop in the middle, and they would gather around him, and he'd take out a knife and make the first cut in his now distended belly, because his belly is now ironically swollen like the Sudanese around him, but his is swollen from hot dogs. Theirs is swollen from the gas that's created by a lack of food. And he'd make that first cut and then hand the knife to a Sudanese, and then they would cut and they would open him up and they would take out the hot dogs, which are not digested because he ate them too fast. And they would devour those hot dogs. And he would give his life to end hunger on that day. Heroic. Joey Chestnut. And in America, we would actually have to ask ourselves if we did have fun. Was this as fun as a hot dog eating contest on Coney Island? We would say to ourselves, did you see that human misery? And I think the answer would be, yeah, it was pretty great to watch. I saw a man cry during a hot dog eating contest. Hashtag Joey Chestnut crying on Twitter. Hey, dying Sudanese hot dog man food is trending. And it would trend, it would go up to number one, and then ESPN would realize, holy shit, we're on to something. Then every year, because reality television is so cheap to make and so easy to produce, the profits are tremendous. We would have a yearly, we'd have a weekly Sudanese hot dog eating. I think we'd have a sponsorship. It would be Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest live from the Sudan. And
and eventually a chain of fast food restaurants across the United States of America called the Hot Dog Eating Contest, in which Americans can pay $10 to see how many hot dogs they can eat in an hour. We went there with Larry. It was amazing. He had 20. Fucking Larry. Holy shit. He's the king. Oh. Joey Chestnut ate 69 hot dogs this year at Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th in 2013. One short of his personal goal of 70, but one over his previous record. What I'm saying to you, people listening, and I'm sorry you made it this far, is Joey is improving. And for that, we give him our respect. The same sort of respect we gave Jeffrey Dahmer when he hit 17 at Nathan's famous Murder a Boy contest. In the epilogue of this episode, I would like to add that the organization Major League Eating does donate money to hunger-related charities, which makes it okay, the whole thing, right? Does it not? I mean, what's bad about it now? Can you think of anything? Would it be wrong to send people into downtown Los Angeles to hunt and kill the homeless? But make them pay an entrance fee, which would go to homeless charities? It's a valid question for fucking idiots. And finally, you may wonder why the winners of competitive eating contests are always thin. I did. I always thought, why can't the big people do it? William the Refrigerator Perry tried it, who was a football player for the Chicago Bears. You people who are from other countries may not know that. He was a very fat man. We loved him because he was fat and fun. And he tried to enter Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and he ate four. 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 Why? Because you actually have to be in shape to move your arms that fast and your stupid mouth. So, ironically, the people who cannot compete in overeating contests are fat people. The world is collapsing in on itself right now. I've opened a wormhole. My point is, we should at least start by carrying Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest live on pay-per-view in the Sudan. Just put it up on a big screen. Let's start the ball rolling. Thank you for listening to The Dollop.